Oh my God, my ass is so huge. Ugh. I mean, just look at that thing.
World of Warcraft community is the best community ever. It is so good.
You're on how much it's helped solidify friendships, you know, like...
The third faction is the important, is truly the most important, because we all have a say in it.
Welcome to the Third Faction Podcast. Founded by World of Warcraft players, we have expanded our community to Final Fantasy XIV and many other games to become the Good People in Gaming Podcast. I am RP Govin, joined tonight by the lovely Miss Lystra and a super duper special guest, J-Bob!
That's me! Hey guys!
Oh, seven.
Yeah. Yep. That's the whole name. That's me. I swear.
You gotta get the oh.
Get it right. It's O's.
I think I've told you to get this guy's before. So like on everything else, on every other platform, I think I have actually zeros for the 007. But on Twitch, for the Twitch account, someone else actually has that made already. So I'm like, I guess I could use O's, and it went through. So that's how I got stuck with that.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. It's so funny when Govan goes to type my name in chat, and every time he does,
screws it up.
Yeah, I think I got it right this time.
Look, if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna be consistent.
That's so right.
Consistency is key.
That's right.
Right.
So I consistently fuck up.
And you know what? I went with the whole marketing ploy. It's like Ms. Lister across everything, all the way across.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was lucky.
Tried to change my Twitter account, but there's another RP Govin out there.
Oh, I do. I actually have a Twitter account too. Well, I guess now it's X or whatever.
Twitter X, whatever. We've rejected X. We call it Twitter.
Yeah, I still call it Twitter too.
I reject your reality and substitute my own.
Yes.
That was really good, though. That was it. That was a good opener there, Govan. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah. You know,
he's so smooth.
Yeah, it was. It was very smooth. It was, and I got the impression, even if it was in front of you, like it was so smooth that it didn't even look like sound. I guess not look, but it sounded like you weren't even reading off a script. It was just so natural. It felt natural.
You know, CJ Bob, this is why we keep you around. You make us feel better.
Yeah.
It makes us look good too. I love that.
Oh my. Well, thank you, J-Bob.
Now I gotta figure out how to put that at the beginning of all the stuff that we just did.
Oh, hey, here, go like this. Do a clap, and then you know like where it ends. You can like
stop.
Yeah.
Right here.
So I don't like ever use Facebook for anything, but everyone else I know is always using Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, Marketplace has been a gold mine. Yeah. There is right now, there's this little, used to be a Metro Mobility bus.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember these things, they're like extra, they're tall in the ceiling, and all mm-hmm. windows all the way around, you know, they have seats all over. Big deal. There's one of those out there, and they call it Beatrix.
Okay.
They painted it like the seafoam green, which I thought, awesome, cool, love it. And they redid the inside, and it's the perfect freaking travel vehicle for us.
Yeah.
Because they put a bed in the back. It's got a full stand-up shower. Hell yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice kitchen, good flooring. It's all open, but here's the drawback of the thing. It gets probably like 7 miles to the gallon.
So oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So I need a diesel. I can't have that thing. But
yeah. Yeah,
but it was perfect. It's like if you could transplant a diesel engine into that little sucker, it would be freaking perfect.
My aunt and uncle, my mom, well, my mom kind of convinced them. So my aunt and uncle have this. I always say the wrong thing and then I get in trouble. I think they're called a mobile home. I always call it a camper, but a camper is what you pull behind.
Right. But,
so it's a mobile home.
A mobile home to me is what goes in a trailer park, man.
Yeah, that's what. So, like, it's just like the mobility bus that you're talking about. It's just like that size, and it has, like, I don't even know if it's 4,000 It only has like 4,000 miles on it, but it's 24 years old. And even though it's basically undriven, I mean, that's barely even, like, it's not even broken in.
Not even broken yet, yeah.
The market for it is just dead because it's over 20 years old. So there's like...
Yeah, give me their number.
Yeah, I could actually.
It's like, I wanna, we'll talk. Because that's, it's like, okay, well, depending on what they've got into it is the other thing. It's like, I don't want to spend an arm and a leg.
Yeah. Yep.
And they probably want a pretty penny for theirs yet because they didn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is they're not going to get it because it's too old now in the market.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too old. And it does have a, I love my uncle, but he's really not the best driver. So he's got a couple things in it. But it does have a, what do they call it?
Those are called character marks.
Yeah. So the back bumper got a little more than a little ding. And then, but other, like, the inside's great. There's really nothing wrong with the inside, you know?
Well, yeah, if they were never in it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's what we're looking for. It's like, hey, we want a little diesel unit. And it's like, I really want to be able to drive. The Alcan is what we're talking about doing. And had my husband thought of this last year, we would have been doing it this year. However, he came home from his little sabbatical. I shouldn't say sabbatical. He went and worked out of state.
Yeah.
For the last, I don't know how many, you know, 30 days. That's what he was out for. And he's like, let's drive the Alcan. I'm like, you know, I'm not so sure about that. Yeah. Okay, my thought is this. I mean, if you had the little van thing, it'd be awesome. But I think on the way up, you're going to see all the good stuff, right? You're going to love it. You're going to have a great time all the way up there. And then you got to drive back.
Yeah, yep.
And it's how many thousand miles? And you get this because you're in Wisconsin. I'm Minnesota. You drive all the way up there, and then you're like, oh, shit. I got to do all that all the way back.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit.
When I first got out of high school, my first job was I used to deliver to, like, all the Super Americas in, like, the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
Yeah.
So, like, I delivered cigarettes, and at one point we did, like, Gatorade. We did, like, everything. And I got so used to driving that for me, long drives don't bother me anymore because it just, I can just basically go into, like, autopilot and just drive because I've, you know, did that for like 5 years or whatever it was. So I'm so used to, like, long periods of time. And those were like 16-hour days. So I, luckily I got used to that. But, what you say? Because you're planning on going to, like, driving to Alaska, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to drive either across Canada or across Manitoba. Yeah. I don't know which one.
Now that I think about it, that's long. That's a long
freaking long way. My ass hurts thinking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would love to go up and see, like, Mrs. Mac and Mac and whatnot.
I think
that'd be great. But I just think, dude, that is a long ass drive. Then there's part of me that's like, oh, well, you could just fly up there and, like, rent something. But you know how expensive it is to rent anything up there? It's like,
oh, I'm sure. Yeah, it's got to be ridiculous. Are you planning on driving through the States and then going up and, like, doing as little in Canada as possible? Or are you planning on going up into Canada and driving across Canada? Or how is that?
We wanted to drive across Canada.
Yeah, okay.
So that was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. We'll see. I mean, we'll see, man. I don't know. I might fly up this year to see Mrs. Mac because she's had some stuff going on. And then next year it'd be, let's drive up there.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be, I mean, regardless, like you said, besides the drive, I mean, it'll still be fun regardless because, like you said, you're going to go see people. You have other people over there that you want to see.
Well, and I'm wondering what's in Canada between here and, like, Dawson, because that's where we're, you know, the Dawson's where it starts, right?
Trees?
I'm thinking trees, dirt, bears, moose, deer, whatever.
Yep. Did you know, I didn't know this, but moose are actually able to dive. I don't remember if it's, because I can't remember if it's feet or another. They can dive, and they get eaten by killer whales. They're actually on the killer whale's, like, dietary thing.
Oh, my God. Okay, now, I didn't even put that part together. I just know that they dive in lakes because guys have hit them with boats.
Yeah, yeah. I knew, and I didn't realize how like far down they can go. I can't remember if it was, which is bigger, 60 feet or 60 meters. I think it was like, or maybe it's like 45. It's pretty deep.
Yeah, it's okay. Shocking how deep they can actually dive. A freaking moose can dive. Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm actually Googling it. Okay, okay, I lied. I'm way off. I am way off. It was 20 feet. But still, that's still really far.
45, 20, 60, yeah, whatever. Yeah, we're using Tumblr. We're using Tumblr math tonight.
It's just an approximate, right? It's a ballpark.
Yeah, we play loose with the rules around here. There's no rules. It's just guidelines.
What's your day been like?
Oh, exhausting. Man, today was like, whew. Their kids are doing MCA testing. Mm-hmm. And they hate it. We hate it. Why do we do it? Because the school wants to get money.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. I mean, keep in mind, I work with special needs kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 30 questions to answer, right? And they're supposed to take their time. They've got like 2 hours or something, 2.5 hours to answer these questions.
Mm-hmm.
My kids were done in 20 minutes. The rest of them were not. And they're all on iPads to do these questions now. So you just click the buttons. So you know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They opened it up and went, click, 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 click. I'm done.
Okay. Yep. Oh, it's so crazy. Like, because I haven't been in school for whatever.
How old am I? I know, a billion years, right?
I'm like in the middle state, like in the middle part of like, I'm not old enough to be considered old, but I'm not young enough to be considered young. I'm like right at that age where like, I don't even know what you would call it. Well, because, I have, like, a young friend group, and then have, like, an older friend group, and then, like, my friends, like, through high school, where there's only, like, four of us, but, like, no matter which group I'm in, I'm still the kid, or I'm the old man, you know what I mean? Like, there's no,
yep, I do.
Mm. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, but I heard a pop of a cork. Where's Govan when you need him? So... yeah, he's in the middle of a mythic, I guess. Mythic Plus, so he's got two bosses. Okay. Two bosses left.
I thought he said something about the airport.
Oh, no, he was doing time walking at one point.
Yep, I remember seeing that. Yeah, my buddy Wopo got screwed over. He did the time walking, and it says 495 item level is supposed to be what you're supposed to get from the cash.
495. Dude, yes. I am so in.
Yeah, so he's like, hell yeah, he did it. It popped at a 415.
What?
And, yeah, so he screwed out of it. He
did he report?
He did. But I don't think they fixed that. You know what I mean? Like, it's screwed. So he screwed.
Well, there's another maintenance tomorrow, so hopefully we'll get that out of the way.
Yeah, so I'm not even going to accept it until they fix it, just in case it somehow gets bugged. But yeah,
I can see it.
I was playing. Well, I wasn't playing with Govan. Govan was doing his Fallout 76 yesterday, and I was trying to get my last heroic kill for Fyrak before season 4, hoping to get the legendary, and I didn't get it. I was sad.
Oh.
It was sad. And there's a at 15 heroic kills, it's a guaranteed drop, but I didn't ever get to 15. I got to like 10. 10 kills heroic, and I'm just sad. I'm just like, okay, all my friends that I was playing with that I play at, like, a higher level, like mythic rating and stuff, a lot of them got it, so I'm like, okay, they got it within their third or fourth kill. I'll not be too far behind it. I'm at 10 and still haven't got it. I'm like, oh, no. Oh. Just sad, but that's okay. I got
that sucks.
I think... the way season 4 works is they rotate the raid. So at least every 3 weeks, I can still get a chance for it. So it's basically once a month, and then the rare month where it will be twice. But hopefully I can at least get it. I just want to get it just to do the little extra story content. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just, yeah. Like, even if I don't... Because I've kind of put the brakes on Mythic raiding and stuff like that. Not because I didn't have fun with it. I just don't have time to commit to it like I used to.
You know, and we don't commit a ton of time to... our big thing right now is just running keys. Because mm-hmm. you get better stuff off of keys anyway.
Yeah, you get a lot of good stuff out of keys now. And it's only going to get better. As Mythic Plus grows and they keep changing... Because before... It was very much, and it still is to a point, if you're trying to get to the high level, like I know you guys aren't, like, you guys don't care about pushing 30, level 30 keys. Like, that's not what you're doing. You're there to have fun and, you know, push where you can go, but have fun with it, right?
Yeah, it's kind of not right now.
Yeah, it's way more chill, and I like that. That's why I'm just like, okay, yeah, I still got my friends over here that... If I really want to go sweat mode, I can go do that, but I don't want to do that now. I'm kind of over it. Like, I can do it. I can play at that level. I just don't want.
Right. Yeah, I get that totally.
I got a funny story. So I just noticed you're using Craigbot.
Yes.
And I've used Craigbot. I did for a little while. I used to, with a couple of my friends, we used to do like a D&D podcast and, Craigbot was our nemesis. He just messed everything up, man. And he would just like, just randomly decide, I'm not going to record, even though I'm saying recording. Or just decide he's not going to randomly pick one person up for some reason. I don't know why. But have you had any issues with good old Craigbot?
Not recently. He did, last week he did a drop and reconnect.
Yep.
But the good news was it didn't affect anything,
mm-hmm.
which was great. It just was like picked right up where it was, and it must somehow store some of it, and then it worked just fine. I was worried I was going to end up with two recordings. And
Yep.
Did not happen. And I haven't had any issues either with any of the weird... drop a track and whatnot. And I've had quite a few people in too. We've had as many as like 8.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Which I don't recommend. It is not fun to try and edit that shit.
Oh, yeah. My, I don't know if you've seen Zealot John in like Govin's chat at all, but, or even in my Discord or anything, but, he used to do our editing for that podcast and, I've been there when we're like going through it and it's a nightmare when you get, like you said, getting, because we always had 5 or more. So like going over 5, it was just like, oh, okay. And then you got to try and like balance people and
I've had some issues with my sound lately because every time they do an update, I lose my sound settings and I'm really weak and it's like, it's ridiculous. Mm.
So, you do sound good now, though, at least.
Yeah. So Windows did an update, and I made sure everything was checked and all the boxes were where they're supposed to be. And yeah, it's not too bad. But when I recorded last week, when I went back through and did Audacity, you could see where my levels were really low and I had to crank them way the hell up.
Yeah. Yep.
Govan and his nice new mic, though. Oh, that was a beautiful thing. Bit of echo in a couple of spots, but.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. What was it the other night? It was like you, me, Tum Tum were in there and he was having that issue with his... It was something to do with his like camera mic was doing something weird.
And, yeah, it was on, but it wasn't telling him it was on. It was like really weird.
Yep, and he was getting that weird echo. But the funny thing is, like, there was times where you guys was like, yeah, you're echoing, and I literally could not hear it. I'm like, I don't hear an echo at all. So I'm glad you guys were there, because I would have been like, no, I don't hear anything. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, every now and then we would hear that tinny echo thing going on. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. So what did you do today?
Oh, what did I do today? I started a new show today. I thought people told me it was bad, but I'm liking it so far. It's Ratchet. Ratchet. It's with the people that like the actors from like American Horror Stories. Yeah.
Yeah, Nurse Ratchet.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm liking it so far. I'm only on the second episode, but...
I actually enjoyed what I watched of it. Then I got distracted because I'm a squirrel and stopped watching because, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I do the same thing. I'm very bad at... And I'm pretty sure you've heard Tum Tum I'm really bad with like video games. Like I'll not saying that I can't complete it, but I hop around and I have so many friends that always want to play different games that I'm always picking up new games and trying out new things. And I can't commit. The only game that I've long-term committed to and played every expansion and whatever has been World of Warcraft. Other than that, so like when Tum Tum's saying we've tried to get him to play Final Fantasy, he's not lying. Like I have tried it multiple times. I'll probably play it more this time because I think there's the other thing too is I don't have other people pulling me away to other games right now, so I'll
be right. Able
to, I'll have more time to commit to it. But yeah, I'm always trying out new games. I love playing like games that are like Phasmophobia or like four player type of co-op games where you're doing weird little things or whatever.
Oh,
like
then you definitely need to play with us because
yeah,
we've been doing some crazy ass shit.
My friend Milky, we used to once in a while play Phasmophobia, and I'm an asshole. Like so in Phasmophobia, the sound is I don't know what they call it. It's directional. Like you have directional sound, and yes. If you have like a good headset, I'll go like up behind them, and I'll just do like the. And I'm like, I'll go start on their left side and like walk by them really quick. They'd be like freaking out, or like,
oh my god,
I just love it. It's so fun. I love playing those scary games. It's just a hoot.
Goban and I had a ball doing that kind of stuff too, because it was like, Ooh. Oh, and we took his son. We took his kid with us, and we had a great time. And we need to do more of it, quite frankly, because it was a ball.
Yes, yeah, it's great. Those games are great. Like even other games like let's see. There's another game that it's just like Phasmophobia. I can't remember what it's called. It's like Ghost Exile. It's very similar up to a point. So like, you know how in Phasmophobia you're trying to figure out the ghost? In yes. Ghost Exile, you're also trying to figure out the ghost, but then you have to exorcise it and like get it out of the house. So if you pick the wrong ghost, or if you do all your clue marks and you get the wrong ghost and you try and exercise it wrong, I think it kills you or you fail because you exercised it wrong. But
you got to pick the right one.
Yeah, yep. So it's a lot of fun. And there's like I like that one a little bit more than Phasmophobia just because there's more to it in terms of like a run that you're doing with your friends, but Phasmophobia is I think better to just pick up and go and you just get into it, you know, and it's a little more pick up and get in and get out, you know, you just do your thing, where the other one's a little more detailed and takes a little more of a learning curve.
We have such a good time when we do that kind of stuff, though. It's just, it's crazy.
It's a blast. It's so fun. Especially if you got people that get into it and, like, aren't afraid to be scared, you know?
My gosh, no.
Yeah, like, if you're just, like, playing with someone that's like, oh, whatever, it's a ghost, and just don't get scared or anything, then it's like, you gotta play with it. You gotta have fun with it. I love.
We like, I had love it. Such a good time with it. I can't even tell you how much fun it was.
Yeah, it's. I love doing that stuff around, and it doesn't have to be seasonal. But I do that. That I literally do that stuff all the time. You know, like fall, October, November, like that time.
That's when we were doing it too. It's like, hey, let's do like a Halloween, you know, October-y thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. We just ran around and did our thing, and it was super fun.
Yeah, it's a great time. I can picture it, and I know you guys would be absolutely just a blast to play with.
Oh, we were such a bunch of weirdos. It was so funny.
Oh my god. Did you guys ever like mess with each other? If you died, did you like mess with each other?
Oh,
did
heck
you,
yeah.
Yeah, you could like heck pick stuff up and throw it.
It's like, what are you doing? You know, because you know, you can't see what they're off doing.
Mm-hmm. I loved that when, because no one knew at the time that, because we're all new. So the first person that died and figured out that you could mess with them, was so funny.
You can start picking up stuff while they're walking by. Look at that. Yeah. Oh my God. Picking it up. Yep.
We were playing in the school level, and I remember finding a basketball, and I was doing the thing where it was like throwing it down the hall, and it was like bouncing down the hall, and they're like freaking out.
That is cool.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was great. It was so fun. What other party games or like four player games have you guys played?
Well, we're gonna play Fallout 76. We play Borderlands 2, which is great fun. Love that too. We pulled up Tiny Tina. We love Tiny Tina's Wonderland. That one's been an absolute ball as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just picking stuff and having a good time. So,
have you guys ever done like what's the one that I just played recently? I gotta look at my Steam here.
Go mad and I do that too. It's like, oh, what's in the Steam thing? And it's like, what's on sale this week? What do we want to play next week? Or are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? Yeah.
Yep. Let's see here. It was so fun. Why can't I find it? Did I uninstall it? Yeah, it was so fun I uninstalled it.
Well, some of that stuff, if you need, you know, so many people to play or whatever, then it's, you know, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Yep. Whatever. I guess I must have uninstalled.
And if you need room, like I've been doing, it's like I need room. I can't do this. Oh, okay, what are we deleting first?
Yep, I've been there. Okay, it wasn't Among Us. I actually didn't really like Among Us. I played it. It was kind of fun, but when I got into it, everyone was so good at it. And like knew all the little things. They're just like, oh, you're clearly the killer. I'm like, why? Well, how do you know I'm the killer? Like, legitimately, they're just like, well, because you didn't do this thing. I'm like, right, but even when I wasn't the killer, so right away, everyone, like, there's this one task that every person gets every single time. Well, even when I wasn't the killer, I didn't even do that because I didn't know. So, like, I would get voted out even though I wasn't the killer because I didn't do this one thing. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I just sat there for 20 minutes. I'm just like, okay, this isn't fun. So that's why I didn't like it. It might be probably more fun. I just didn't know what I was doing. And everyone else was at like a level where they're much better.
Right. Well, the way we look at it is we just get a whole bunch of us together.
Yeah.
We all have a good time. We don't get all bent out of shape. It's just it's just for fun.
Yeah, that's what games are. Right.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. We're not going to get all sweaty about it. Sorry.
As they always say over on the other podcast, the sweaty 12-year-olds. We don't.
Yep.
That's not what we're doing.
That is not us. We are not sweaty 12-year-olds.
Yes. Let's see here. This is going to bother me. It's literally going to bother me until I figure out what that game was called.
Just going to do it this way. Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like we're not ones that usually tell people how to do things either.
Another good one. No. If you guys have, if you've ever played it, Plate Up. Have you ever played that?
Plate Up. Like, oh, is it God. A cooking game?
Yes. It's so what you do. It can be up to four people, and you get a restaurant, and you get so you pick a layout, and then you place like tables or whatever, and then you pick like what you're going to be cooking. So I think you start out with one thing, so it might be steak. Okay,
gotcha.
So you got steak, and then as you complete levels or survive them, because you pretty much just do a quote a service. So like, you'll have people start coming in, they'll sit at your tables, and they'll order a steak, and they'll have, like, rare, medium, or well done. So then you gotta have your people cooking, you gotta have the people running, you gotta have, like, people washing dishes, and you gotta, like, keep the restaurant running, and then it gets more chaotic as you, like, get further and further and further, because then it's like, oh, now you gotta, like, when you get to a certain point, it'll be like, okay, either pick this or pick this, and it'll be like, okay, you can start adding like a side. So then now you're also going to have these other combinations where they're going to have steaks and fries or something like that. And it gets like harder and harder and harder, and then it gets crazy. Like, it just gets absolutely crazy. It's so much fun.
There's a game like that on the PS4. I remember this. God, what was it? I'm going to look it up.
I know what you're talking about, actually. It was... Was it something? It was like cook something or something like that?
Oh, it's not cooking. We had Cooking Mama for the Wii. Which was interesting. We enjoyed that. But what was the one on the freaking...
I know which one you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
I literally know it. I thought let's see. No, not Cuphead. I thought I had it here on Steam.
Not Cooking Mama. God, what the hell was it?
Let's see here. I'm gonna look.
Overcooked.
Yes, Overcooked. That's it.
Overcooked. That's it. It's so much fun. Yeah. I like the fact that you can get like two sides to your kitchen. Things start on fire. It's like, yes.
So Overcooked is just, it's very similar. Like, so Plate Up is very similar to Overcooked. And I think Plate Up took inspiration from Overcooked. It's very similar.
Gotcha. That would be fun.
Yes, it is.
I think you get a bunch of us. Is it just four? Because we can get all four of us together.
Yeah, I think it's a maximum of four, I think.
That would be fun. I would love that kind of stuff.
Yes,
going it's head to head. Blast.
Oh, it gets wild. Like, and like if you get like really further on, like you start. So in between levels, there's like a, I'll call it a setup period, and you can like, you get items randomly to like upgrade your store. So you can't make a build every single time the same. You get like random stuff, and you gotta be like, do we want to take that and use that or no? And then you gotta try and like build your store around it. So it's a little bit of randomness. But the other thing too, your customers will like make messes and you have to like clean it up. Otherwise, as you're like trying to serve the table, you get slowed down by like the garbage on the ground.
Oh, so, like, what?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Absolutely.
That's funny.
It's so much fun. It is, my friends and I were messing around with it, and they decided that they were going to trap me in the cooking area, and only I was going to be cooking, and they were just like yelling out the orders at me. They're like, I need a medium steak, and they gave me the hardest thing to cook, too, as a solo cook, and they're just like yelling at me, and I actually got pretty far. It was really funny.
Okay, that sounds interesting. I would like to do that. I would love to do that, because we could get you, me, and Ainsley and Govan to do that one, and it would be a riot.
It would, and it's called Plate Up.
Yes,
absolute blast.
I am going to look for it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, hey there.
What? Hey there. About time you dropped
in.
How
long you guys been in here?
A bit.
Let's see.
Check the recording slip. We've been here a bit. We've been talking about everything.
You didn't stop to think that you should step in and see what was going on?
You were doing a Mythic Plus. Far be it for me to interrupt a Mythic Plus. I like my ass the way it is.
Yes, you could come in there and chat in. And,
we could have.
I was so fucking grumpy.
Hold on. That was nice knowing y'all. We'll be seeing you next week.
I need a fucking bourbon. I'll be right back. I need a glass.
So,
oh my God, my ass is so huge.
I mean, just look at that thing.
Oh my God.
Hi.
Oh, you kill me. Oh, there's the opening. Oh my God, look at my ass.
It's so big. It looks like...
She said. I mean, no.
This is not the beginning of Baby Got Back.
Baby Got Back.
LA Fish with Oakland Booty.
See, you just need to relax with us. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Ainsley's going to be so sad. This is two nights in a row that she didn't get to play with me.
Aww.
Don't she have to work again?
Yeah.
Or no?
Well... Because since we're here recording already, you couldn't do another mythic plus.
How'd the time walking go?
We didn't do any time walking.
Okay.
60 fucking minutes for one mythic plus.
Yeah, what? Wait a minute. It was Azure Vaults, right?
Yeah.
I still need to do that, I think. At least I think I do.
I haven't. I'm kind of. So for me, I'm going to. At least for me, some of the dungeons will be new for me for Mythic Plus because I didn't play Season 1. So anything that was Season 1 will be new for me for Mythic Plus.
J-Bob's not even online.
I'm not?
Uh-oh.
Not in WoW.
Oh, do I need to hop online?
No, you
don't. Okay. No, you're good. You're good. Oh, I just looked up Plate Up, the demo or the cookie one we were talking about that we should all go head to head on. The demo is free, and then there's the $20 version. So if we put it on our wish list, you never know, that thing might go on sale. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna stick it on my wish list and see what happens.
Do I even have you guys on Steam?
No, maybe you should.
Yeah.
Let's
see here. Add a friend.
Add a friend and add to wish list.
What I'll do, I'm gonna send you guys my friend code.
Okay, I have to have I gotta tell you this, and I probably maybe send it to you, J-Bob. I'm not sure. I got this weird text the other day from somebody. I don't know who it was.
But I think I saw what you're talking about. Okay, yeah.
Okay, I haven't shared the actual picture yet.
Right.
Because I'm a little apprehensive to do anything with this text. I have opened it. I've looked at it. I have not responded. Somebody out there sent me this picture. And let's see if I can find it here quick. Did I bring it downstairs? Oh, maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. Oh, yeah, here it is. My butt's so big, I don't even know it's, yeah. Didn't even know it was my back pocket. How do you like that? So they sent me this text, and it came up for the number that's not in my phone, so it's somebody that I don't have regular contact with.
Mm-hmm.
Because I save everything. And
J-Bob Hell?
Hell no. And it's a picture of this bottle of it's Macallan 25, the anniversary malt. That's like a 7 grand bottle of freaking single malt scotch. That's a $7,000 bottle. I looked close at this picture. I have zoomed in on this picture. I have inspected it. I have looked at every little detail that I can focus on. And I cannot even begin to know who this person would be. So I'm wondering if it's just some rando.
Ainsley.
It's not Ainsley. It can't be Ainsley.
That was totally Ainsley.
No, it wasn't. It couldn't have been. Does she have a 706 number? No, she doesn't.
Oh, no. I was sorry. No. Never mind. I was blaming Ainsley for something.
You totally always different. Blame Ainsley. Ainsley takes the heat for everything. This was a 706 area code, which could be anywhere now because everybody ports their numbers with them or takes their phone. It's a cell phone that's going everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this picture has got me just tweaking it. It's been bugging me ever since. So whoever did it, good job. You got me. But it is. It's a 7,000 bottle of freaking single malt scotch. Is this a good bottle? Fuck yeah!
Wait, is that what they said? Did they say that? Is this a good bottle?
Yeah. It says right at the bottom, what do you think of this whiskey? It's like, I don't even know how to respond to that. I have so many things, which I've just said. It's like, I don't even know what to do here. And it's a woman, I'm assuming. Because there's fingernails involved and there's a pink cup on the, I've inspected this thing, but I have no idea who this is. So whoever did it, good job. Damn proud of you.
You should do a new phone. Who did
it? I was really tempted to, but I'm so afraid to answer it.
So following up on just numbers you don't know. The other day I was at a restaurant. And I get in the get in my vehicle and I'm leaving, and all of a sudden my phone goes, brr. I'm like, what? And I look down and it's like, hey, are you at this particular restaurant? No idea the number. Never seen it before. I'm like, what the hell? What? Who is texting me? Like, so, okay.
Do you have a number on your truck?
No, no, okay. No. So what had happened, so at first I'm like, okay, do I reply to this? Like, what the heck? But why would they would have to have known me because I was at that place. So I'm like, oh God. So finally I'm just like, hey, I don't know whose number this is. It turned out it was my a coworker's girlfriend. And I've given him my number, so I'm assuming he must have gave it to her, and we're all friends and stuff. But I've never had her number. So I was like, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. This is Brittany, and you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay. Now it makes sense. Yes. Okay. Cool. I got you added to my phone now. But I was just like paranoid. I was like, who the hell has my number? That are they stalking me? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. It's a bit freaky, right? And it's like, I do not know this number unless it was somebody that I had very little contact with and thought nothing more of it and just deleted the number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have no idea who the hell this could be anymore. I'm tempted to dig out some of my old phones that still have the address books in them look and see if it's in there, because I do know some people that were from that area code, but mm-hmm. I haven't heard from them in years. I mean, they would be, oh gosh, I couldn't even tell you. It's been so many years because they have retired.
Yeah.
Since I knew them. It's like, it could be one of them. I don't know. Crazy.
That is crazy. But I mean, it's something you would like be like, oh yeah, the person has to know you, right? Like, what are the odds that it would be something? Because you like scotch and stuff, right?
We talk about it all the time. Yeah, that's why I think it's got to be somebody that knows who I am or who Govan is, or they just
do the new phone. Who dis?
I'm afraid. What if they freaking hack on my phone or some weird thing? Does it take the reply?
New phone. Who dis isn't going to give. Yeah. You'd have to give them a link into your phone.
Yeah, just like, if they send you a link back saying, "Hey, your package is waiting here at the UPS," don't follow that link.
Yeah, I'm smart on that one. I got that one.
So. We talked about what we've done today. How's your day going, man?
Oh yeah, let me catch up to you guys, eh?
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, Hader. So I finally got my passports in the mail, eh? So that was kind of nice.
Awesome.
I got the passport card, so I can just take my. It looks like a license, so I can just go on up to Canada and see like the tummy.
Ooh. Oh, nice! The tum tum.
Yep.
We did talk about Tum Tum Math just a little bit ago, by the way.
Tum Tum Wiggle or Tum
Tummy
Low?
Tum Low. We talked about Tum Low Math. Now. I know. What the heck? We love all our Tum Tums.
All the Tum Tums. Even when they grow big and then shrink again and then grow again and then shrink again.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid diets.
Yeah, it's kind of the way it goes, right?
It is. So... yeah, so I did the first Mythic Plus of the season for the group. It was Tummy Healing, Heart Monster and Feathers, and Izza DPSing, and it was rough.
Ooh.
I'm not blaming the characters in the group. It was just, you know, you go in and you see Mythic Plus, you know, plus two, and you think, come on, this should be a joke. Yeah, you got to remember it's a plus 12 now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the squish.
So, yeah, we were in there an extra 23 minutes. It took us over an hour to complete the Mythic Plus 2.
Wow, so you did not time that thing.
Well, so yeah, there's a few things. Tumlo is working to become a healer.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's been the backup healer. So taking him into a 12 in a new season, when usually at this point in the season, we'd be doing a 5 or a 6.
Mm-hmm.
An original 5 or a 6. So we would have been better off doing like a Mythic 0.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been more appropriate for the group.
And now you know.
Oh. So, yeah. Wow, my voice cracked. Fantastic.
No.
So we did that. I just got back from California on Sunday and just picked up my parents today. They just got back, so.
Ah, there was your airport bit.
Yeah, that's why I was at the airport picking up the parental units, ushering them home, back from California.
Did you put him to bed, tuck him in, and say night night?
Good night. Now go to sleep, your people. Okay, you need your beauty sleep.
Wow.
Go to sleep.
When I was in Cali, I swear to all that is holy, I was going to bed at what was, 9 p.m. there because, I didn't pull out my laptop. I didn't do any gaming except for a little bit on my phone. And so I was going to bed at like 9 and then waking up at 8 or 9 the next day. I was getting 10, 11, 12 hours of sleep a night. It was
fantastic. The hell? Oh, you are well rested. Well, you were.
I was. And then so I get home Sunday after midnight. Last night I didn't go to bed till after 11. Of course, my wake up time is 5. Unless I get in a slap fight with my alarm clock. So, yeah.
I like the way he refers to that, the slap fight.
Yeah. Other than that. So, yeah, while on the plane, you have nothing better to do but then to watch stuff. So I downloaded the Fallout Amazon Prime series. Watched all of that, which then, when you watch something good and it makes, brings back memories and makes you want to play it. So I started playing Fallout 76. You guys have all downloaded that, right?
I did.
Hey, you broke up there? They didn't quite hear the question.
Uh-huh. I'll take that as a no from J-Bob.
Oh, J-Bob.
It's free from Twitch Gaming.
I did do that. I grabbed that.
Amazon Prime, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did get that far. I got the code. I just didn't start the download.
I did the download right away.
Well, the nice thing is like we can get, however many of us have the game into one server and just run around and play together. Mm-hmm. And then, you have your choice of starting either at level 2 or level 20 when you finally leave the vault. So you could either struggle or you can just jump right in and be powerful.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you, I chose to struggle.
I think that's the experience, right?
I did. What? I figured that was the experience, that I was just going to do it the way God intended you to do and fight it out and get your ass shot, so to speak.
I mean, I did the level 2 as well because I wanted to experience the because I had played the game. I had a character that was over level 100.
Oh, Jesus.
On the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
But starting fresh on the PC, I was like, now that they've added NPCs and there's actually a quest line, like there's different people to give you quests. Mm-hmm. That stuff didn't exist when the game first came out. So it's kind of nice to experience it a second time through this way. The biggest thing is I have yet to DC from the game. Which in the original, when I first got it, every other hour you were DCing. It was that crap. It was notoriously bad. But they seem to have fixed that, so.
I'm gonna get it started right now.
Oh, yeah. But like I said, I would much rather have, if I had to have you join a game that you didn't play before, it would definitely be Final Fantasy 14 over Fallout.
Yeah, we're actually just talking. I think we're talking about that earlier, weren't we, Lystra? I think we were talking about that in here.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, because I think I literally said that because we're talking about like how I hop around games. So I was like, I know Tum-Tum's like, we tried to get him to play Final Fantasy before, but this time I will. I'll do it. I'm gonna get a max level character in there.
We're gonna hold you to that.
It might take me a bit, but I'll get there.
That's fine. you know, there, you know, there's plenty of time. There's a whole other expansion coming out, so us, yeah, us sweaty, already max level guys can have something to do while we wait. In Lystra, you might catch and pass Lystra.
That, probably. Lystra,
that's your goal, is to beat.
Okay, DJ, if you give me a max level goal, if you give me a goal, I tend to get a little competitive, so I might
No, that's okay. Oh. There we go. Now yeah, we have a competition. You heard
ooh,
it
the
here,
gauntlet so has been dropped.
Hey, Bob and Miss Lystra, first one to max level,
which is 90.
First one to get to the point to where the MSQ sign in the top left corner of your screen says "to be continued."
Ooh.
First person to get to the MSQ "to be continued," I will buy a mount from the store for.
Got
it. MSQ, be it either the motorcycle or something else.
See, here's the problem. Ooh. That means that I have to stay on task, and I am such a side quest girl. You're gonna kill me.
I'm only
level what was particular
20 something, right?
It like mid 20s somewhere.
Yeah, mid-20s already?
But yeah, his MSQ was still in the 15-16 range.
I want to say 17, I think I was at. Yeah.
Yeah, you were just about to unlock dungeons, right?
Yeah, yep.
So you have quite the head start, Lystra.
Wait, no, wait a minute here. I'm only level 4.
Wait, you're level 4?
In Fallout?
No,
Final Fantasy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Final Fantasy 14. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
You are so screwing with me right now. We have been all over the board here with games, and I am like thoroughly confused. It's like, so what are we doing?
We threw the gauntlet down.
Ready?
Yes.
For Final Fantasy 14, you and J-Bob. First one to get to where MSQ says "to be continued."
Oh, okay.
Gets a mount from the Final Fantasy store.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You have a tremendous head start. You're in Stormblood. He hasn't even completed 2.0 of A Realm Reborn. He hasn't even gotten into any part of the real storyline. He doesn't even have a mount yet.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah, you dude, have a head start.
Okay.
But I have faith in J-Bob that he can catch you. Maybe pass you.
See, he knows that I am the worst. I am the worst. I have been trying so hard to stay on the MSQ. And I am a squirrel. I have picked up a couple of side quests. And that's why I'm like, if I do that in Fallout, I'm gonna be so screwed.
There is no main quest. It is all side quests. It is just, hey, go do this. Hey, go do this.
Well, I'm running into stuff all over the place, and I'm like, there's a farm over here. Oh, there's a thing over here. There's this over here. Oh my God, look at that squirrel. So
the important thing is on Fallout is to realize that you're going to get notifications that there's menial quests. And, you know, if you open up and you go to data, it's going to show you your main quest. You have to actually cycle over to find the other quests and then click on that. And then it'll let you select the, you know, 5 extra quests. So there's tons of quests that aren't part of the main storyline, if you will. They're just like quick little things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can definitely get lost.
Yeah,
I'm good at that.
So yeah, it's fun. It's different. It's not like 14 or Final Fantasy 4 it's not like Fallout 4 where you can just completely god mode the game. Like you in Fallout 4, you can, if you were dedicated enough, you can pick up every single perk in the game.
Oof.
Now you can't do that in Fallout 76.
Yeah.
But you can get pretty strong. You can get builds where you walk around with a hammer and just anything you hit is a one shot. Mm-hmm. It's still a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at when they gave you the option to pick the free 20. I was like, oh, well, I don't even know which one to pick. Therefore, I'm just going to muddle my way through and we'll just do it the old fashioned way.
The trick to stay unencumbered, unover encumbered.
Yeah.
is agility will give you perks that will lower the weight of food and water. And strength will give you ones that lowers the weight of junk. And if you have those two maxed out, you won't have to worry about being over encumbered.
See, he knows everything. That's why we keep him around. He knows everything.
Come play with me.
Yeah. Well, we go play with him. He'll teach us.
A world of pure imagination.
Yeah.
True story. So now we have another game on the list. We have Tiny Tina. We have Borderlands 2. We have Fallout 76. We're going to have to write down the new schedule. You did put it out somewhere, right?
I put up a tentative schedule that, you know, may or may not need to be kept. So the idea right now is Sunday and Monday is WoW. Obviously, with Sunday being a long day, if we get on early, we can do, you know, classic, SOD, retail. Obviously, Mythics is going to be a big one. Tuesday would obviously be Check the Vault Day, but since it's the Vault Day, that's when we can play Fallout. So, you know, right. Check the WoW Vault and then go play Fallout.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Wednesday would stay whatever Wednesday, so whatever game we wanted to play. Thursday and Friday would be Final Fantasy 14. And Saturday, you know, multi-game stream.
Absolutely.
So, you know, now that said, you know, possible Friday be a day off from streaming. You know, still playing Final Fantasy 14. So if people, you know, wanted to come play with us, we'd be in the game. But I might take Friday night off from streaming and use that to watch other streamers. Wednesday, whatever Wednesday is always going to be cut short because whenever J-Bob starts his stream, Wednesday starting at 7:30.
Then we bounce in on J-Bob.
Yeah. We either raid J-Bob or J-Bob 007.
Give that other guy some free views, right?
Like that's probably like, what's going on over here?
Who are these weirdos? I don't even know who these guys are.
He hasn't either. I've randomly just gone to the channel just to see.
It's empty, like, right?
Yeah.
Lucia, you just made me think of Army of Darkness. I don't even know these assholes.
true.
That's such a great movie.
Oh yeah, get your movie reviews here, folks.
Yep. So Friday, if Friday does become a not stream night. That might actually just be a go hang out with Tum Tum Wiggle stream.
There we go.
What I like to do, and I think you know this girl, man, I'll like get home and either on Sundays and Fridays, I'll get home and I'll like pop in my bed, get, you know, from work, and I'll turn the stream on. I legitimately fall asleep to Tum Tum.
He's so soothing.
I was going to go, wow, he's not that boring. Come on.
No, it's soothing. It's relaxing.
Yeah, I just, I may have dropped my phone on my face a few times, and one time I may have involved a nosebleed, but we won't tell anyone about it. It's just my little secret.
That's awesome. I'm glad I'm not the only one, but my thing is I have like the big iPad Pro, so when that hits you in the face, yeah, there's definitely a nosebleed involved with that too.
How do you like it? I've never had an iPad. I wouldn't use it, but I want to get it from one for my mom.
What do you think? I love mine, and I don't worry about viruses or any of that other garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the touchscreen's fabulous. You know, older people love that stuff. Pretty easy peasy, lemon squeezy. App Store easy. You know, all that. Yeah. It's pretty uninvolved. Let's put it that way.
Because she likes to do stuff on her phone, but it's too small for her.
Right. Then this is good option.
Yep. Okay. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. That's enough.
Does she need a pro? Probably not. Go step down. Yeah. I would give her the 10 inch or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just got this pro like years ago. I used to use it as a drawing tablet. So I have the pen and everything that goes with it. It's a lot of fun.
You draw? I didn't know that.
Something related to drawing, yeah. I can do a few things, but yeah, I haven't recently. I've just been kind of I am so busy with everything else right now. I am waiting for summer so that I can not do some of these things. Replace them with other things. I'm not even planting. We're tearing out my garden this year. It's like, no, we're not doing this. We're done. Mm-hmm. I want to travel. I don't want to worry about fruits and vegetables and all that other shit in my garden. I'm not doing it. Oh, speaking of bear, guys, I had a bear in my front yard.
Did you kill it?
No, he left a gift.
Oh? There's people that like collect that and like turn it into art. Did you know that?
Are you kidding me? That's right, gross.
No, yes, I'm dead serious. Yeah.
That's disgusting. Does a bear shit in the woods? Yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. Lawn. Or in my lawn, yeah. And yep. I remember looking across the lawn going, I wonder what the hell, you know, I have pocket gophers too, occasionally. And I thought it was just a pocket gopher mound. It was not. It was not. That's how big this pile of poo was. I feel like I need to warn my neighbors because they've all had like got outdoor animals. I'm like, that, and they like to go out and like put things in your, you know, in your dumpster at night. You know, you've got your garbage can. It's like, I will go out the back of my garage at any point and open it up and throw stuff in.
Yeah.
I might want to rethink that. Take the daughter's taser with? I don't know.
Well, we haven't had a bear here for a while. We used to get them. Like they like to get in our garbage.
Yes.
Because where I live, I actually get like a free garbage service, but we take it to the dump because I have a dump down the road. And so, you know, because we live here, part of the deal with them being there is residents get free free garbage service for it being so close to us, you know. So we would, you know, save onto it until, you know, the one day or maybe 2 weeks or whatever, and then we'd take it. But they used to come and just like rip the lids off and be like, "Oh, I'm hungry."
And now they just go hang out at the dump.
Yeah, pretty much. So I know this. I know this is an audio medium, but I'm going to send you. We're talking about drawing. I want to show you guys my peak drawing skills. I'm going to send it here.
Love it. Oh, I love it when he sends me stuff. It's the best. Dude, is that a Pokemon?
So the story to this. So another friend of mine, he does his YouTube channel back in the day was all about Digimon. So I tried to make a concept art for a friend that does actual art, and I was like, "Hey, I want to make this thing, and I want you to do this, this, and this." And I was like, "To try and give you a better idea, this is what I tried to give her like what I was imagining. So this is my concept art, and I wish I could find the actual really good one to show you like what it turned out to be, because it was actually really good. But that was my concept art to give to another friend of mine, and she knocked it out of the park.
Oh my god!
It was pretty cool.
I envy people who can put their brain bound paper in one shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's a question.
Yes.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, really.
What is it? Oh, my question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What got you into streaming, J-Bob?
What got me into it? So. I think it literally started from some people just being like, "Hey, you should try it." And I was like, "Do I really want to?" I didn't really want to. And then I was like, "You know what? Whatever. I'll try it. I like to have fun." So I tried it, and I just kind of fell in love with it, I guess. I like the idea of meeting new people and the idea of people coming together and just chilling out and having fun. And if I can make them happy, me it makes me feel better knowing I'm making other people happy. So that's, I guess, what got me into it.
Nice.
So in short, but it wasn't any like grand thing. I didn't have any like big aspirations for it. It was definitely very hobby like. And now, you know, I've told you like work's been really taken off for me. So I'm basically just kind of down to like one time a week. But I used to stream almost, kind of like you, almost every day for at least a couple hours. And, I was on a grind for a while. I was having, like, 12-hour streams. It was wild. But I can't do that no more.
It's funny how work and responsibility gets into stream time, right?
Yeah. Be an adult, will ya? What the heck?
I could see myself, like, in the right situation, I could definitely sit down and stream for 12, 14 hours, not a problem, mm-hmm. without even thinking twice.
Yep.
Well, yeah, because if you get wrapped up in something and it's going really well, you just keep pounding away at that thing.
The hard part is something I've noticed J-Bob does this, you know, even when we're just playing together, he goes into narrating mode, which is something that you can tell a streamer, because they'll be sitting there playing and they're just like, okay, I'm going over here. Oh, wait, no, stop, fuck, no. Yeah, okay, yeah, that was fun.
It was something I picked up. I didn't used to do that, and I forced myself to. It was something you... So, like, when you start out and you don't really have, like a community at all, and you're at zero, right? Like, you don't even have, like, a friend, like, hopping in yet. I'm just like, okay, you still need it to be... You still always need to be treating it as if there's someone there, especially if you have, like, a saved copy or whatever, you know, you're putting it on YouTube or whatever you're going to do with
right.
it.
Right.
So that way... And I'm just like, God, okay, I need to get in that mindset. And then once I, like, swapped my thinking into that, which was really hard, it was really, really hard to do it. Once I did it, though, I got to that mindset, and now I can't flip it off. And I'm just like, okay, I don't need to be narrating what I'm doing. I'm just playing with Govan right now. He doesn't need to know what I'm doing. But I just can't shut it off.
I find it endearing.
I think it helps, though, in some cases when you guys are playing. It's like, oh, if you say, I am going here, I was like, oh, okay, cool. We got this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely easier when leading a Mythic Plus or something. You know, just making the call-outs. It's just, you know, something to constantly, you know, because like you were saying, when you're streaming to no one or one or two, you don't want someone popping in, not hearing anything, and popping out.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That it makes it easier for someone to jump in at any point, and it makes it. That's why I like to. And you probably didn't really know this. I never really tell anyone this, but even like when I'm just watching you, I try to always be like when I'm not in Discord with you, I always try to be chatting because it gets new people in, and they're like, "Oh, hey, the chat's live." You know, there's other people here, and it makes it more interactive. So that's why I'm always trying to prefer to talk in the chat. Just to try and keep that alive, so that when people come by to visit you, the chat looks more lively.
That's a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just,
appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, what do they call it? Just trying to look ahead and anticipate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Entice other people to stick around. Enjoy the show. Damn it.
Yeah.
And then, what do we got going?
And then, I'm sure you guys, you've had to have had it at some point. Like, you get, like, multiple people in, and you're, like, trying to keep up, and you're also trying to do a Mythic Plus. And you're like, oh, God.
Please don't leave.
That took me a while to be able to do. It was, like, going through, like, something that's as intense as a Mythic Plus, and then try and keep up on chat. And... there's times I'm just like, hey, guys, I'm sorry. I need to focus on this. Like, this is, I got to do this or it's going to be garbage. I'm just going to be garbage. I'm going to, you know.
We're going to die. We're all
literally. Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
I don't really suck this bad. I'm just having a hard time concentrating.
Oh, yep. Yeah. It's it can get intense sometimes, especially, and I'm sure you guys will get to meet some of these other people too. Like, I have some friends that, a buddy of mine that has a pretty big YouTube channel, and he'll randomly raid me, and I'm just like, oh God, my chat just going. I'm like, oh my God, like, oh,
son
my
of a
yeah, it's just like wild
scroll.
yeah it just goes nuts, and you're just like, you're trying to like thank everyone, and it's, and you find this too with a lot of people like us, you know, like people like that have like a smaller community. When you get a lot of people, you're so used to like calling out names, and you're like looking at it. You're like, okay, there's 25 new names here, and I don't know how to pronounce any of them, and I'm gonna look like an absolute idiot for every single one of these names. I'm terrible with names. I feel awful.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm butchering it so bad.
Oh, please don't hate me. Please come back later. Yeah.
Well, it was just like a good example of it is the Meansley thing. I didn't realize that was Meansley. I thought it was Meanslay. Like, I really thought it was like, hell yeah, that was a good kill. What a mean slay. And then I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh my God. That's funny. Mainsley.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
She deserves it.
Hey, you be nice to her. I like nice. Her. Oh.
You can like mean people.
She told me she liked my singing yesterday.
What?
Oh yeah. My.
Yeah. I didn't actually sing anything. Okay, that was actually a lie, Govan, when I said that I was singing Disney songs. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I didn't tell the truth.
Oh, you no.
He stepped away for a second and I was pretending to sing to his chat.
That's awesome.
I usually tell Ainsley entertain everyone. She probably just sits there and clams up the whole time I'm away.
Yeah, please entertain them.
Oh, what we got?
Entertain the masses.
We need to get you to that follower goal, Govan.
I know.
We got to get that camera going. I mean, yeah. I saw it in Discord, and I'm just saying everyone else is missing out. They're missing yep. out.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with that.
The big furry bear.
Oh, it's so funny. was it you or was it Tum Tum Wiggle? We're talking about our beards one night. I can't remember.
Oh no, the Brotherhood of the Beard.
Yeah, I think it might have been Tum Tum Wiggle.
Wait a minute, what was the shirt? Now?
The shirt, Fear the Beard, right?
Fear the Beard.
Yes.
That's the worst thing about going live with a camera.
Gotta pay attention to your shirt?
change my shirt every night. Freaking comb my beard, comb my hair. Don't pick my nose. You have to be
presentable.
That's the one I'm most afraid of. Is the
don't eat on camera. That was the other thing. Don't eat on camera. What? There's like all kinds of weird rules that people put out there. And that was one of them. It's like, never eat on camera. So, well, that's what some people say. It's like, don't eat on camera. I'm like,
I broke that rule.
I will say this. Don't have your mic on.
When you're eating
on camera.
That's rule two.
That. Because let's face it, if someone's sitting there eating and they start smacking their lips, I'm like, I don't even like that in real life.
Well, to be fair, I will say for me, I'm not a lip smacker because my mom hates it. She hates it. And when I was a kid, she knocked that out. Not knocked. She didn't. Okay, when I say knocked, it wasn't a physical knock, but she knocked that out.
Like, oh, wait.
I swear, I had a good childhood. I promise.
I have a friend of mine, too, that is like that. And one of the things, besides the smacking noises, she despises when people will get to the end of their drink with their straw and slurp.
Yep.
The slurp. We got up one night. We got a little crazy. And what do you do after you go to the bar drinking? Mm-hmm. You go to Denny's or something, right? You go get breakfast.
Waffle House.
Yeah, Waffle House, whatever's in your area, you go get breakfast. And we're still pretty lit, and we're sitting there. We'd finished off our first round of beverages, and we kind of side-eyed one another, and she was across the table from us, and both of us picked up that straw and did the slurp at the same time. She went over there, she grabbed both of our straws, threw them on the floor, and said, "It's empty already." It was like, oh my god, are you kidding me? Oh, she's like, this is the same girl that she got a little high one night, and she goes, "You guys want a snack?" And she opens her purse and pulls out a bag of carrot sticks. Oh my god, I'm like, are you kidding me? Of all the things, when you're high, you don't want a carrot stick.
Apparently she does.
Yeah, I guess she did.
To each their own.
And then, after those are gone, just pulls out a head of broccoli.
That's what I was. It's like, what else are you hiding in there? What? Oh my god!
Carciferous vegetable.
Why carrots?
Oh my god, that's funny. Speaking of pet peeves, how about crinkling bags? What do you guys feel on that? Like, like a chip bag?
No.
It depends. If it's, obscene amount of crinkling, that's one thing. But if it's just digging into the bag, you can't help it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just sitting there crinkling away like an ass clown.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a no. That's a big no. If you're just casually eating, that's fine. Bricko has a rule with his kids in the car when they're going anywhere and camping at this point as well.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't allow Pringles even in the truck.
What?
Yeah, they're not even allowed in the
Pringles
vehicle.
Are the best.
If you want to annoy Bricko, have a can of Pringles,
mm-hmm.
and eat about 2-3 of them right in the mic at the same time, and he will want to come unhinged at you.
It's actually funny. I don't do push to talk and whenever when Ainsley's on because she doesn't like it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm eating chips. And I was like, Colin's here. I'm gonna put push to talk on. I'm eating chips. And he's like, don't worry about it. And I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah. About 3 minutes later, he's like, why don't you go ahead and put push to talk on? There's a mic right next to my mouth and I'm chomping on chips. What did you expect? Yeah, that was fun.
I will say, when I'm in Discord, if I ever have to eat, I do like mute myself or whatever. But
oh yeah, I'm always going for the mute button. It's like, no, I'm not doing that.
I think when I set up my stream originally, and it's a little better now thanks to Govan and Tum Tum being like, your mic's effed, fix it. <Yeah. laughs> So, but it would never pick up my crunching when I was streaming. Because I had the gate was a lot smaller. So, or smaller, bigger, whatever it was, whichever way it was. So it wouldn't pick up the crunches.
Yeah.
Because it needed to be louder to pick it up. So that might have been kind of nice. But I was also cutting out halfway through speaking, so.
Oh, yeah.
We need to go over your mic situation again. Fine tune that.
Am I too quiet?
Well, I think the problem is that your game volume
mm-hmm.
drowns you out. I mean, like, I'll turn up the browser like 100% and Twitch 100%.
Yep.
And yeah, it's still hard to hear you.
That is wow.
On air production.
Like yeah. I said, it's there are certain things that I do to help combat that.
Oh, good. Yeah. The other thing, too, and it's probably just kind of messed up now just because I've been dinking with it. It's like, and anyone that does any form of, like, streaming or whatever and has to mess with this, it's just like trial and error. Like,
yeah.
It's so specific to you and, like, what your room's like, because you can sit here and go and like and watch these tutorials and set it up the way that they have it. I have not found one that has been like perfectly like, oh yeah, my settings are perfect with this. There's always something that needs to like, you know, because your room might be different. Your the way your sound moves around or whatever, or is dampened or whatever it may be.
Every time I start stream, I open up settings. I go in system, sound, volume, mixer. I reset the volume so everything goes to 100%. I turn the game volume down to like 17, you know, or 15. So I already dampen the game sound. And then on top of that, you know, verify that in sound that my mic output is as high as it can. And then you still have to in OBS fuss with it there. Oh, it's such a pita.
This is such a beautiful topic.
And then on top of all of that, sometimes OBS decides, no. Your default mic is not actually your default mic, so we're not going to pick up your default mic. That happened to me today.
Oh.
Luckily, I caught it in the first like half minute.
Yeah, I didn't go through half a stream.
Yeah, I didn't go through 2 hours streaming nothing.
It happens. It happens.
Mm-hmm. The joys, right? So, yeah, so what we're saying is everyone, you should get into streaming. It's fun, and there's no issues at all.
No you issue. Learn so much.
It's perfect. No problems.
No you stress.
You don't spend multiple hundreds of dollars on audio equipment just for the stream.
Yeah, and then realize that certain things don't work together.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, for fuck's sakes. Like, I've recently found out how to turn off certain microphones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
To where, like I went through in the microphone on the Logitech camera I bought, no app can find that camera. You cannot find that mic. You cannot find that mic. Leave it alone.
Interesting.
I have a Yeti X mic. I don't need you picking up my little Logitech camera mic.
Yeah, the little tinny thing. Yeah.
But I
got a, yeah, I got a cheap old camera too. So it's like that mic was the first thing that I shut off. It's like, nope, not that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, huh? What else do we want to ask J-Bot? We need to put out his schedule.
Oh,
yeah. Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah, for right now. I'm going to be adding another day. It's just I need to get through this stuff at work first and figure out, get a little more consistent with consistency from that end before I can make another consistent day. And it's probably going to be like a Monday. I'm thinking it's going to be like Monday and then my regular day, Wednesday, 7:30.
That'll be nice. Oh, there you go. I need to get back into it as well, and I'm slug about it.
Just give us one day, Lisha, right now. Guaranteed day you're going to stream. One day.
Can't do that right now.
Under pressure.
We need it right now, Lisha.
I can't. I've got so much shit going on right now that I can't even begin.
Effort to stream. What day? One day.
Maximum effort? Oh, jeez.
Thursday? Sounds great.
Oh, beautiful day.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Thursday's no, that's drink night. We don't do drink night. No, you're not taking my drink night with me.
I thought drink night was every night that ended in Y.
Yeah.
I go out for drinks on Thursday with friends. So I'll go Tuesday. How about that? We'll pull Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay.
I'll be there.
Taco Tuesday.
Okay. There you go. Oh, wait a minute. That's not good.
Well, you said Thursday's your drink night, not Taco Tuesday.
Taco.
I had tacos.
I'll get my taco hat out and we'll have, yeah.
There you go. Wear your taco hat.
Who doesn't have a taco hat? What?
I don't.
I don't. I want a taco hat now.
Oh, God. Yeah, you need a taco hat.
I'm going to have to get funny hats for stream.
Oh, God. Something. We can dress up your beard, too. So Tuesday night will be my night. We'll call it Taco Tuesday night or whatever. And, yeah. I'll have burritos on Taco Tuesday night.
Oh, there you go.
I'll wear my taco hat. It'll be awesome.
And I will just fill the days that you guys aren't streaming. And even stream and then just raid you with the
there you go.
With the groups once you start.
Perfect.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's a beautiful
thing. Oh, where are they called? Three Stooges.
That's a Three Stooges movie. Yeah. So, as you can tell, J-Bob is so worth going and hanging out with. Go over, give J-Bob a follow. We're going to put all of his information in the stream, or the, help me out, really, I'm about
the description below.
Yeah, we'll put it in the description below. Go here.
Yeah.
Pointing down. It'll be there.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, it'll be down there in the information.
Yeah.
He is great fun. We've thoroughly enjoyed him and will continue to enjoy him for many, many moons to come.
Hopefully.
Hey, if we get you going, man, again, it's like, okay, you're back on Wednesdays. Okay, then you said you're going to do Mondays.
Yeah. If we
get you just rocking and rolling, it'll be awesome.
I mean, it's been a two-way street, right? Like it's not all a J-Bob party here. You guys are great. You're awesome. I love hanging out and spending my time with you. It's been invigorating. It's been a lot of fun. I love you guys. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Well, I want to get some of my stuff going too. I might even try streaming this summer during the day.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Just to see how it goes. I don't know that day streaming is
You get more because that's actually when I used to stream. So you get a lot more like EU viewers.
Oh yeah, that makes perfect sense. Upon,
so
yep, so you gotta put on a phonish British accent. when you start your stream, you gotta be like, it's Tuesday, innit?
Okay, Sean.
Listen here. That was not Sean. That was some buck-toothed British guy.
His name was Stephen.
Stephen.
With a PH.
Stephen Rotten.
Yes, yeah.
With a PH. Gotta put that in there. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whoopsie.
All right. Should we wrap this thing up? We've had such a good time.
This is the best show that you can listen to. Is it not that kind of wrap it up? Okay.
You can do what you want.
That's where you insert the crickets.
Go find me some crickets.
You have many talents. Rapping is not one of them.
Yeah, please don't rap.
Oh.
I grew up in California, and out there, all the stations, you know, it's KRXT or whatever. So I was like, I'm going to start a rap station. I'm going to call it KRAP. Rap.
Rap. Oh no. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for coming. It has been an absolute treat. I can't wait to edit this. It should be really good.
I know. I can't wait to listen to the first 30 minutes.
We seriously weren't talking bad about you. I promise.
Uh-huh.
All good things. All good.
It was all good things. All good things.
Yeah. We'll know the truth come Friday.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a fabulous week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Go off, Craig.
Poor Craig. Why is he always got to take so much abuse?
Because he likes it. You know what his safe word is?
Pineapple?
Pineapple. Pineapple sherbet. Pumpernickel.
Don't worry, Craig. I still love you.
Oh my god. You guys are killing me. All right. Come on, Craig. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, cool. Now you've overstayed your welcome, Craig.
Just leave already.
He's just looking at me.
You know, he's just staring at us. Why are you staring?
No! He's like, I am recording this, and I'm going to call the police after this.
Yeah. Yep.
What is he, a bear?
I think so.
Is he
a bear? Oh, it's a microphone. I thought this whole time, I swear. I honestly thought it was a bear with a binky in its mouth.
That makes sense, too.
We want to thank you for taking the time and listening to our show this week. I hope you had as much fun listening as we did recording it. Please feel free to reach out to us on X/Twitter or Twitch. If you see us streaming, come in and join the conversation. If you have any suggestions for new games to play or modes to play in the games that we already play, please reach out to us and let us know. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And until then, you can find us on Twitter at The Third Faction at 3RD Faction Show, or at Miss Listra, that's MSLISTRA, or at Bricko Stud, or Mr. Govan at RP Gamer for Life. For other links on where to find us, visit the website at www.thethirdfaction.com, where you'll find the link to the Discord. Come and join us. You can email the show at thethirdfactionshow@gmail.com. That is all spelled out. If you like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thethirdfactionshow, all spelled out, and we will always be free, but your support does help us cover the costs and will enable us to bring you more. You can also leave us a review on your chosen podcast platform at www.bonusroll.gg/directory. If you don't want to leave a review, the very best thing you can do is tell your friends about us. We stand with the employees of Activision Blizzard King and their demands, and abusive gaming. All gaming.